From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Republican John McCain held a series of rallies and town hall meetings this week with increasingly anxious supporters. It's not just the slumping economy that has them worried, but concern over their candidate's slump in the polls. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Ron Weislow might have been speaking for many John McCain fans when he stood up this week at a town hall meeting in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
I'm mad. I'm really mad. And what's going to surprise you, it's not the economy. It's the socialists taking over our country.
Weislow and other supporters are outspoken in their dismay at the prospect Barack Obama might be president, even more outspoken than McCain himself, who had a hard time getting a word in.
What I see here...
Go ahead.
Let me finish, please.
Yes. Excuse me.
Thank you. When you have an Obama, Pelosi, and the rest of the hooligans up there going to run this country, we got to have our head examined. So go get them.
There's more defiance than celebration in McCain's audiences these days. They worry the game may be slipping away. Milwaukee Talk Radio host James T. Harris urged McCain to go on the attack in his final debate with Obama next week.
It is absolutely vital that you take it to Obama, that you hit him where it hits. It's a softball.
McCain promised he would. Speeches by running mate Sarah Palin last weekend and new McCain ads this week spotlight Obama's crossed paths with William Ayers, a one-time member of a radical Vietnam-era group that bombed government buildings. Ayers is now a professor of education in Chicago, and he and Obama served together on two nonprofit boards. Ayers also hosted a reception for Obama in 1995. McCain used to rebuff supporters when they would attack his opponent's character, insisting he wanted a respectful campaign. But when a backer brought up Obama's past associations this week, McCain was happy to take the bait.
We don't care about an old washed-up terrorist and his wife who still, released on September 11, 2001, said he still wanted to bomb more. That's not the point here. The point is, Senator Obama said he was just a guy in the neighborhood. We know that's not true. We need to know the full extent of the relationship because of whether Senator Obama is telling the truth to the American people or not. That's the question.
News organizations that have looked into the matter have consistently concluded that the two men had hardly any relationship in recent years. But that's not good enough for Louise Fieris. The homemaker from Delafield, Wisconsin, glared at reporters covering the town hall meeting and suggested they're not telling the truth.
I feel NBC, CBS, and ABC are on Obama's side, and they're flagrant about it. And you have to find out facts for yourself, because if you don't, you're being duped.
But Spheris insists she isn't angry.
No, I think I find a lot of optimism and hope in this room. Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're backing the right person and you're proud to be an American, this is the guy.
McCain has been embracing his underdog status daily, but says he's optimistic too. All this week, he's been urging supporters to keep the faith.
Do you know how many times the political pundits in the last 2 years have written off my campaign? Huh?
They were wrong then, McCain says, and they're wrong now. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Minneapolis.